Yes, we're back again. Used to be the Loose Cannon. I'm not even sure what we are now. We are the, what is it called again? We are the, Alex, help me out. What are we called? Keeping it simply. The next, see you. See you next Tuesday Society. So I'll let you work that one out for yourself. Yourselves, because no doubt we're going to have at least six people listening. One of them including me. At least more than one. Well, let's hope so. I mean, the drums are going mad just at the thought of it. I'm going mad just at the thought of all these terrible, terrible results. I just can't get my head around it at all. So can you help us get our head around it, Alex, or are you just going to, I don't know. How do you respond to these defeat after defeat?
It's difficult, isn't it? Like, clearly the club at the minute is in absolute freefall. Like, everything the club tries just doesn't work. And I think we'll try and break it down as best we can, but you know, over the next hour or so, however long it takes me to vent. in terms of the performance that we actually put in, I think it was one of our better performances in the season. Mm. Yeah, if you look at some of the statistics, certainly, like, we had I'll just get them up. We had, you know, shots in the game, shots on target, expected goals. They were all either the highest or the second highest in the season so far. We certainly were a bit more attacking and we tried to be a bit more attacking. But, and I think maybe we were a tad unfortunate to not be one or two up at half-time. You know, Lacazette certainly looked like scoring. And he had a couple of chances. And we could talk about, you know, is he a player short on confidence? That's why he didn't take the chances. Or is he just a bit of an Andy Cole where he needs about eight chances to score? I don't know. But certainly, you know, where we were creating the chances, yes. In the first half anyway, we weren't as sort of keen to just throw it into the box a la David Moyes. Put all these things in. But, you know, we didn't score. And that speaks for itself.
Except the wrong way. Except in the own goal. I mean, Aalborg, own goal. Who could have predicted that? I never saw that coming.
Well, yeah, it's a funny old game, isn't it, football? And for the second half, I think it all turned on the Xhaka sending off. You know, and that is something that for me is frustrating.
Yeah,
because,
really.
You know, if you listen back to our podcast last week, I gave you the team that I wanted, and nowhere in that fucking starting 11 was Xhaka. Nowhere in that, and I don't think William played particularly bad. I think Lacazette missed a few chances, and maybe he's down on form. But then you have to say, well, why is he playing? A, why is Lacazette playing? And B, why is he playing in this sort of like false nine, almost 10 position? There were issues with the selection. You know, Xhaka himself came deep a lot of the time. And I saw one visual where, you know, Xhaka was deeper than the centre half. And Lacazette, because Xhaka came so deep, obviously Lacazette had to come deep as well to, you know, not have too much space between the two. And it was just, you know, so there's something wrong there where, you know, and maybe that's down to Xhaka, I don't know, maybe that's down to the system, I'm not sure. But, you know, the game certainly hinged on that sending off. And, you know, it was brain dead. It was mindless, but it was classic Xhaka.
Yeah.
Was I surprised by Xhaka doing that? No, not at all. Not in the slightest. And this is the thing that sort of is frustrating me about Arteta and about the club, is that we're not learning from our mistakes, in the sense that Arteta is continuing to put the same players into the team.
He won't be able to now.
He can't now. Yeah. He'll have to replace Xhaka. He'll replace Xhaka with Ceballos. Cedric will get a game. And then when Bellerin's back, Bellerin will start, you know, keep on playing again. But, you know, failing to take throw-ins. And when Xhaka, I wouldn't be surprised when Xhaka completes his three games. Who's going to start? El Nini and Ceballos. Guaranteed.
It sounds similar.
And you know, and I don't think Tobias has done much this season. But yeah, and but that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah, Arteta has continued to put his faith in players that have let him down. Xhaka has got rid of three managers. Xhaka's shit performances, you know, was a contributing factor to Wenger's demise, was definitely a contributing factor to Emery's demise, and is now a contributing factor to Arteta's demise. And the question is, and Arteta should know better, why are you continuing to blame? He didn't even slag him off too much in the press. Now,
there may be a reason for that.
The reaction to what Pepe got.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pepe was an equally fucking mindless sending off.
Yeah.
And you look at Arteta's language for Pepe, and then you look at Arteta's language for Xhaka, they're not the same.
You're right.
And you just have to say, well, you know, what do people see in training sessions? What does Arteta, what does Emery, what does Wenger, what did Wenger and Emery see in training sessions that keep persisting with playing this man? Like, it was fucking mindless. Yeah. This man has been sent off three times in his Arsenal career. He's not a hard man, he's like a faux hard man. Look at his stats. The game he played against Burnley, he made no shots on goal, no key passes, no dribbles completed, no tackles, no blocks, one interception, and with very little pressure. What the fuck does he offer that team? You know, you can tolerate, oh, maybe no shots, even though he has got a bullet of a left foot on him. No shots. You know, he doesn't move the ball forward, okay? He doesn't, you know, make these passes which sort of break down the lines. He doesn't try and dribble the ball because he's as slow as a cart horse. You play defensively solid. No tackles, no blocks, and one interception.
Yeah.
So, you know, what does he offer? Do you know what I mean? What does he offer? Every single fucking game, he gets played. Yeah, and Willian and Lacazette played marginally better this time. But again, it's the same old shit. It's the same old fucking players consistently letting the team down. And when I saw that starting lineup, my heart sank. My heart sank when I saw that. I was like, here we go again. You know, I had a bad night. I didn't sleep particularly well. Not because of Arsenal, but through other extenuating circumstances on Sunday. And so I was awake, and I didn't bother to watch the game because I thought it would just make me cry. But I did get, you know, I did see the lineup. And you have to think to yourself, well, why isn't Maitland-Niles in that starting 11? What does Nelson have to do to even make the squad? You know, Nelson wasn't even in the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think, I don't understand what Arteta's thinking. Arteta's, it's this stubbornness to sort of die on the same hill that Emery did, die on the same hill that Wenger did. You know, I trust my players. These players have got rid of so many managers that, you know, I feel sorry for Arteta because he's been given a shit hand. And let's be fair, we said this a lot, he polished the turd massively to win us the FA Cup in August. But then, he should have, you know, the mistake he's made is he didn't move any of them on. We have this overbloated squad, this massively bloated squad. And now he's continuing to put his faith in these players that are continuing to let him down. You know, well, I can guarantee you, I'll put money on it, Joe.
Yeah.
When Xhaka's three-game suspension is over, that twat will start the next fucking game if Arteta's still in charge.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Why would Arteta keep the faith with him? Because he has done in the past. What if Arsenal actually start winning games? Surely he's not going to change the team. Do you think he'll change the team if Arsenal start winning games and bring in the likes of Xhaka? Do you think he would do that?
Well, he keeps on relying on him. He has no faith in the youth players. Well, if he does have faith, he's not willing to put them in the team. You know, he sees something in Xhaka that, again, Emery and Wenger have seen.
I
would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. That twat always manages to worm his way back into the squad. Yeah, all the we hear this thing like, oh, all the players like him. Who gives a fuck?
Because he makes them look better. That's probably why they like him. They go, yeah, put Xhaka in. I won't be the worst player on the pitch. I don't even understand it. I wouldn't like him.
There's no elite mentality in anything that man does. And it was just we all said, we all agreed he got the best out of him last year.
Yeah.
And he did. know. But he has let him down game after game after game. And, yeah, you know, that's sent it off. It's just, you know, you're a fucking, he's 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, he's not a kid.
Fucking brainless.
Yes. Yeah, really.
He's not a kid. There's no excuse for him. It's brainless. And it's the behaviour of someone that doesn't give a fuck. I saw a comment by Michael Owen, yeah. Who I have huge problems with, yeah. In terms of most of the things he says. But this did sort of ring true. He said, yeah, but Michael Owen said he got sent off once. He was against United at Old Trafford for Liverpool. Mm. And he went back into the change room. And he didn't feel angry or sort of, you know, he wasn't like, oh, I can't believe I got sent off, anything like that. He was like, he felt bad because he let his teammates down.
That's how he should feel.
He felt genuinely guilty that he let his teammates down.
Yeah.
And you look at Xhaka, and I don't see that in him. I don't see that humility. I don't see that care.
Yeah.
You know, the comment by Evra, and if I'm Thierry Henry, I'm spitting feathers about this. Yeah. That comment by Evra, when he said he went around Henry's house, and Henry was watching Arsenal, and then he saw Xhaka as captain, because I don't want to watch because Xhaka's captain.
Yeah.
You know, now, if I'm Henry, I'm spitting absolute fucking feathers at that comment, because
yeah,
that's obviously
sure.
a private moment between
two
friends.
Of course it is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was shocked about that too. Not blaming Thierry Henry at all, actually, because it's not him who leaked it out. It's Evra. So
yeah,
Evra
yeah,
just adding fuel to the flames, really.
Yeah, but
that tells you
probably
everything.
Is true,
I think it probably is true as well, because we haven't noticed Henry coming out to deny it. But I'm sure he's angry with Evra. No doubt he's angry with Evra, because it's a private thing. It should never have been disclosed to the public. Just want to say a big shout out to Milk Dog 2020. Thanks for entering the live studio, whatever that means. I'm still working on it. But anyway, yeah, so we were saying that, you know, it's Xhaka. Is there any way back for him now, or is it curtains? Curtains in general.
Of course there is. Arteta won't say, I'll drop it. And Arteta, yeah, I said this last week, and it's like, yeah, we say this. You, honestly, mate, right?
Yeah.
You could get our podcast from last week, play it this week, and it'd be the same fucking shit. Yeah, there'd be no different. Do you know what I mean? We could probably get away with putting the same podcast out twice because the points I'm going to make are the same.
Yeah.
You know,
there
the
is
points I'm going to make, why are we continuing to persist with the same players that have let him down? And I don't know what Arteta is seeing. I don't know why he's not willing to roll the dice and change it. You know, let's be completely frank now. We've got Southampton coming out. Now, Southampton are a great team. Yeah, we're a fucking terrible, we're a team in freefall. But you know, Southampton are a great team, but they are on form.
Yeah.
And they're going to be licking their lips at playing us just because we're low on confidence. We couldn't score in a brothel. I can easily see it being 5 defeats at home, 5 defeats in a row at home. I think the question has to come at some point, will Arteta keep his job? Now, here's my thing with Arteta. Do I think he should keep his job? Yes. Because I don't think chopping and changing managers is healthy. Look at United. Look at United.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't progressed ever since Ferguson left. They went downhill. They went to seventh. They clawed their way up to fourth. But they're not a Champions League team. You know, they're a borderline Champions League Europa team.
Yeah.
They're like Arsenal were in those last few years of Wenger. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll probably get into the Champions League, but if they do, as soon as they play a good team in the last 16, they get their asses handed to them. That's if they qualify the group. That's where United are at the minute. That's where United have been for the last few years.
Hmm.
So, do I think getting, you know, and remember, United are the team that we beat. That's how fucking bad United are.
Huh.
You know, so, do I think getting rid of managers unnecessarily is a good idea? No. And I think Arteta needs a bit of time.
How long?
I do think Arteta.
How long?
Well, I think end of the season.
Regardless? It's not something I think is going to happen, but just say Arsenal drop into the bottom three, say in January, it's possible. Mm. So say that happens.
Yeah.
Would you fire Arteta in January if Arsenal were in the bottom three come January? Would you fire him at that time, or would you give him to the end of the season? Say, look, I still trust in you. I mean, I still believe in Arteta. I certainly wouldn't fire him now. I haven't got any thoughts about that because I think he'll turn it around. I don't know why I think he will, There's no logical reason for it, other than Pep says he's a good manager. Is Pep a liar? Perhaps he is. I don't know. I don't think so. The guy's won the FA Cup. He's surely got something about him. He's beaten the top teams and keeps losing to the teams that, to me, Arsenal should beat. It's just something strange going on that I just don't understand, and maybe even Arteta doesn't. It's really hard to say. I mean, there's been talk about a toxic dressing room. I know you don't trust a lot of pundits, me neither. Jermaine Genus, one not to be trusted necessarily, says David Luiz bosses the dressing room. I don't know where he got that information from. And then did you see all that stuff about toxicity about David Luiz and Arteta? They don't talk anymore. Sounds a bit like an old song.
I did see that.
There's a lot of that talk.
Possibly. But then again, and this goes, I've said this point a thousand times, why did we offer that man another year deal? And I think, there's certain things that Arteta can't be blamed for. He can't be blamed for Xhaka's stupidity on Sunday.
Yeah, not at all.
But he can be blamed for Xhaka being on
selecting
the
pitch. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I want to give Arteta time, I do. But I need to see, my faith is waning a little bit. Because I do think Arteta's got the right idea. And I do think he's a good coach. I don't think he should be manager. I think he should be coach.
Yeah,
I think pick in the squad. But I don't think he should be allowed anywhere near fucking transfers. There's all that argument about, I think Carragher put his foot in it and was saying about that super agent. That's the reason why Kia, whatever his name is, that's why Willian joined. And you've got, our transfer policy has been, I'd like to say hit and miss.
Yeah.
I think more miss than hit. But we've had a few decent ones, arguably, but not huge amounts. But I suppose the question is, if Arteta changes things in lieu of Southampton, I need to see Willian dropped. I need to see Lacazette dropped. Blood the kids. If we played the kids or a couple of kids, put Maitland-Niles in. Maitland-Niles and El Neni in your midfield.
Yeah.
You've got energy in that midfield. At the very least, you've got energy in that midfield. We have glossed over the small fact El Neni was fucking brain dead.
That was something.
Sent off as well.
And Souness said, whoever signed El Neni, and that was Wenger, should take the blame for El Neni's behaviour on the pitch. Because again, like you said, brain dead. Souness weren't impressed. He's actually one of the few pundits I do have a lot of time for. Because he just talks a lot of sense, generally.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going... I mean, I'd still persist with El Neni, Souness was saying the guy's not even... Seems like he's had no coaching at all. He's, what is he, 28? And he's behaving... Even a 16-year-old would be upset if he did what El Neni did. So
And they learn how to mark at 15, 16, which is a completely fair point. And as well, with Souness talks, you genuinely try to listen because the man's won so much. Wasn't a great manager, but he certainly was a great player.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I think, he was an absolute winner as a player. As a manager, but it's difficult being a manager as Arteta is. And I think the easy route is to go into punditry. There's a lot of great players that haven't made great managers. So, and there's a lot of borderline shit players that turn into great managers. So, it's a different skill set, isn't it? But I think, going back to your point, I would start with Maitland-Niles in the middle, bit of energy. I wouldn't play Ceballos. Southampton are going to be a bit brave. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to sit back too much. I think they'll come at us.
Would you play five at the back? Would you play five at the back? Because Keown said they've got to go back to five at the back. They can't have back four. They're just not ready for it.
Well, my problem with that is when we play five at the back, it's uber defensive.
Yeah.
Now, when you play better teams, so your Liverpools, your Chelsea's, your United's, whatever, the five at the back was what prevented us from getting spanked 5-0, 4-0, even 3-0. So, in terms of defence, it works. Now, our problem isn't our defence. Our problem is our inability to create chances, good chances, and score goals. I don't see how playing five at the back remedies that. So, no, I wouldn't play five at the back. I don't see having five at the back as helping us be more attacking. Because if we've got five at the back, we've got two deep midfielders. That's potentially seven fucking players. Eight, if you include the goalie. In a defensive mindset.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to argue with that, actually. But I'm not sure what I would do if I was... I would be worried about getting spanked by Southampton the way things are going. And just to try and build some confidence, I'd play... Well, you know me, I'd play ultra-cautious. I've always been like that. Whenever I've sort of managed a team, I've always said, they ain't scoring. And I mean, it's easier said than done, but if you just get players behind the ball and then you can score on a breakaway with the players that Arsenal have got. I know it shouldn't be like that, a home game, but it's just the confidence. I'm so worried about the lack of confidence.
Do we look like we're a team that's going to score on the breakaway?
Not at all. But we do look like a team that could let in three. Not saying that makes any difference, because 0 points is 0 points, really. So, in a sense, doesn't really matter, but, it's just, I can't take more defeats.
Yeah, disagree. As bad as we are, what was the scores? We lost to Villa 3-0, but let's face it, it was 1-0 and two breakaways.
Yeah, sure.
We lost to Burnley 1-0.
That could have gone either Leicester, way.
Yeah, exactly. Leicester was 1-0 and then a breakaway. And what's the other game? Was it Leeds?
Wolves.
I can't even remember that game. I blocked it out of my memory.
I
don't think getting hit on the counter is kind of like, while it's not ideal, if we had scored one or two goals, then that's the thing. When was the last time we scored from open play? When was the last time we fucking scored in the Premier League? I honestly don't think we need to be defensive against, I know what you're saying,
but at the same time, it's just that every time they go four at the back, they're not winning games. That's part of it as well. And I just think, just because you're playing, I'm not a big lover of five at the back. I'll be honest, I'm not. No, but
we're not winning games because we're not scoring goals, mate. And playing five at the back hinders us even more. We were lucky last year because Aubameyang was on form.
Yes.
His goals to shot ratio was out of this world. This year he's not on form for whatever reason, and we're not creating as many chances. And I honestly don't think playing five at the back will help us create more chances.
I think part of the reason why I'm trying to when I look at the midfield, for example, I'm just not impressed with anybody. The defenders are, in my opinion, right now, they're better players than the midfielders for the most part. I mean, because Partey, Partey is out.
I don't think our problems are in defence, which is a weird thing to say for an Arsenal fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't think our problems are in defence.
For now. I mean, because Leno, everybody said he's had a pretty good season. Obviously, Gabriel at the back's been pretty good. Tierney's pretty good. Do you see what I mean? I'm looking, when I start talking defenders, I think they've had a reasonably good season. They don't deserve to be sitting in 15th position. Whereas when you look at the midfield, you go, what a joke. They could be even lower than this. I mean, I'm not really aiming criticism at Ceballos because I think he's been in and out of the team too much. I've got to say, he grew on me at the end of last season, obviously, with a cup win, and he was instrumental in making that happen. So he grew on me. But when I look at the midfield, I think it's probably tainted by Xhaka. I just think when I see him, I feel a bit like Thierry Henry. I just think, what's the point? This guy's going to take us nowhere. I don't know why he's even getting a sniff in the team, because he'd be right out the door. The only reason is, like you said, his popularity in the dressing room, because he basically won an election to be captain, didn't he, when he was captain before. But we probably better not talk too much about Xhaka because there's other things. What about potential managers should Arteta get dismissed? I mean, the Daily Star said, so give me your comments on these three. Their number one is Allegri because he's not in the job at the moment. Obviously won a lot of trophies for Juve. Would you think, I mean, he's been learning English for some time, but wouldn't it sound a little bit like bringing back Emery if we brought in a manager who's got no experience?
I think you've got a proven championship winning manager. My problem with Allegri, and this is the only issue I have, is Allegri played in a very defensive Italian league, and he was a master at defending.
Yeah,
right? He was an absolute, and I don't think he's the solution to our problems, because I don't think our problems are defending.
Mm.
So, you know, while Allegri comes in with fucking boatloads of experience, which he does, you know, nobody can deny that. And people say, oh, he's been out of the game for a year and a half. Yeah, it doesn't really matter that much. You know, like, you know, he's got so much experience.
Mm.
I'm not that concerned about his, you know, year and a half fucking hiatus or whatever it is. What I am concerned about, or what I don't see the, really the point of it is it's like, well, our problems aren't defensive.
Yeah.
You know, they're attacking. And I don't know if Allegri's the man to fix that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I see, yeah. Yeah, I see your point. Because and that's the funny thing about this season, is because going into this season, everybody said, yeah, Arsenal's Achilles heel is the defence. Their strength is the attack. Now it's all turned, you know, it's the opposite way around. And again, I just couldn't predict that was going to happen. No one would have thought that the goals for Auba would dry up, and they have. And Lacazette, more out of form than we've ever seen him possibly before. Again, you know, I like these two players a lot, and
me both.
So, and you know, there's so many attacking options, so you can totally see why Arteta pushed Ozil to the sideline and said, we don't really need you, we've got enough. It seemed like Arsenal did have enough, and as you said, when you've got, I mean, to me, Reece Nelson isn't quite ready yet, but the way things are, I can't argue keeping Willian in the team if you know, Reece Nelson's chomping at the bit.
That's more my argument, Joe, as well. It's not, do I think Nelson is the solution? No, I fucking don't. Mm. But do I think he's deserved a shot based on his Europa League performances? Yes.
I think so.
Do I think Willian has stunk out the house in virtually every game he's played? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's that age old, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I really don't understand why we are continuing to persist with Willian. The fact he's on stupid money, which annoys me, but it's a case of, I just don't see why we don't give Nelson a chance. You know?
But talking of Willian for a second, I was reading today about Edu. He was sort of defending Willian. He said, look, we can't just sort of jump to conclusions and say that it's not worked out. He needs time, blah, blah, blah. And he says, I'm trying to find his article here. It's in the Daily Mirror. He says it's just a matter of time. And he said, Edu said, listen, everybody knows Willian. If people say he's not a good footballer, then maybe they don't know football, because he's always performed at the top, top level. Then he moved. For me, it's a question of time. To just cut a long story boring, as they say. So what are your thoughts about that? You just think, time's running out, really. And
I think that's a load of old bollocks, mate.
Yeah.
I'd have to read the full article.
Yeah.
But time for what?
Like, well, you know, I'll just read this little bit as well, because I'm not saying I'm fully bought into this either. And I like Willian a lot. I mean, not at Arsenal. I liked him at Chelsea. You know,
yeah,
I thought
Chelsea,
players.
I liked him at Chelsea, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've not liked him in that way as a footballer. Yeah. I was terrified when he got the ball. I just thought, oh no, Willian's coming on. It's all going to go pear-shaped. And it didn't always, but mostly it did. But he says as well, Edu, players need time to understand how to train, how to work with the people, to understand a lot of things. And I told him that I know that. And I hope that people from outside understand that as well. So, more of the same, really. Oh, okay, let me just go backwards. And this, he also said this. Sometimes you receive the ball in positions. Sometimes, this does sound like pretty, you know, did he think about this before he said it? Sometimes in other positions, Mikel wants to play forwards. The other one wants to play to the side. There's a little bit of an adaptation. What's going on between the lines? Or is he just having a moment?
That's hard to sort of distinguish really what he's trying to say.
I don't know.
I don't buy into the fact that a player that's played in the Premier League with better players, and maybe that's what Edu's alluding to, that you know, the players that William used to play with were better.
Yeah, that's probably true.
A bunch of old shite.
And maybe
William struggling to adapt to them.
It could be true, actually. Well, now I think about it. Yeah. Now I think about, from that perspective, because, you know, my dad always said to me, if you played in a team like Manchester United, even you would score goals. You know, he would say things like that.
Yeah, no,
he said, you would. Yeah. You would. I'm not kidding. He said, you know, I think you're crap, but you'd still score goals. He said, but if you played in a struggling team, you'd struggle more than the rest of them, probably. But in a really good team, they would make chances for you, and you could miss loads and you'd still score. And I found that very true. because all
supportive dad, wasn't he?
Yeah, really. My dad, if you're listening, I don't know you want me. Yeah.
Sounds like mine.
Yeah, because you know, any compliment I got was always backhanded, you know. But I didn't know how to take that. I thought, I'd score goals for Manchester United, but I'm not gonna get signed by him, obviously, so that's never gonna happen. But you know, I actually believed it was, I wouldn't score loads, but I'd just get a couple. If I played, you know, if they played me 40 games, I'd probably score one or two goals when Manchester United were dominant, you know. But then William, I've seen it the other way. I don't know. I've never obviously been that level, but every time I sort of dropped down divisions or played with players that I just thought they're not on the same wavelength, it really pisses you off, you know, when you play a ball into space and for them to run onto and they just stand still. You know, I'm not saying that's going on with William because I haven't really noticed that. But I have seen in the past, I mean, somebody flagged it up recently in my reading that Arsenal players going back to the way they were, they're just not moving. Do you think that's an issue?
Oh, there is. Yeah, no, I'd agree. There doesn't seem to be as much of a press in the last few games.
Yeah.
For a while, I'm trying to think of when I saw us really press. Maybe a little bit against United we pressed, but yeah, no, I don't think. With regards to William, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
You know, he's played in the Premier League for fucking years. And yeah, fine, he's played with probably better players. But he's also got Aubameyang. He's also got some mustard players. So the idea that he's struggling to cope with at this lower level, that's bollocks.
Yeah.
I can't buy into that too much. I think it's just Edu making excuses, to be honest. Making excuses for him because he signed him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, making excuses for William because he's his countryman. And, yeah, obviously, you know, it makes sense to sort of look after your own interests, doesn't it, really? I can't really get behind that as an excuse. I think, you know, William just hasn't performed. I think there's an element. I think Arteta has lost the players a little bit. I think Arteta's lost the players. I think they don't, you know, the whole Ozil thing, I think it's toxic.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm willing to give him at least till January. Hopefully he can shift a couple of the fucking shit on and change the atmosphere around the club.
Strangely, there's been even talk about William moving on in January because apparently he's not that happy. I think that story was generated from overseas, but Football London are running it.
Spanish government.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's likely or just made up?
No, I've got more chance of platting piss, mate, than that. But do I want it to happen? Yes.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. No, I think we're not ruthless enough. I don't think we're ruthless enough. We've got a bloated squad, and yet we treat them all like, you know, like lost grandkids that we've never seen for, you know, 13 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we need to be a million times more ruthless than we are. Do I think it's going to happen? No, not a fucking chance. Do I want it to happen? Yes. It's just like the Ozil one as well. I saw something about Ozil possibly going to Fenerbahce. If you want to give me a Christmas present,
that would be
I'll wait until January the 1st for that fucking present. Do I think it's going to happen?
Not a chance.
I think he'll stay. And I think he will be. I honestly think Arteta will go at the end of the season because I think they might just go, do you know what? You know, wrong, right man, wrong time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And this is the thing, if you talk about Allegri, so you said about Allegri.
Yeah.
Now, Allegri would come in and he's got, he will have the respect of the players because he's won a lot.
Yeah.
And he might be able to get something out of them this season. That's but, true. You know, would he want to take over the shower shit? You know,
I'd like to say yes. I'd like to say yes. If he's been out of work for a while, and okay, that was his choice. But when Arsenal come knocking on the door, it's a great team. If you've got a chance, you can't get any worse than more or less, other than relegation. That's the only position worse than what Arsenal are in right now, obviously. But as Arteta says, we're still in two cups. We've done quite well in those two cups. But Allegri. Yeah. Should come in. Now, any manager actually who comes in would probably give the players a lift, unless it was Solskjaer or somebody, you know. But you know, what manager would not give the players a lift initially? Even Solskjaer at Man U did. There was an upturn in their fortunes initially, but it does seem like not the right road to travel on. I mean, the other managers that have been mentioned, Brendan Rodgers, comments on that. Doesn't sound likely to me.
No, I don't think it's likely. I think it's, again, very unlikely. Would I like him? I wouldn't. It's a difficult one. I wouldn't be happy with Arteta losing his job.
No, me neither.
For Brendan Rodgers. Do I think he's a good manager? Yeah, I do. I do. I think he's a great manager.
Yeah,
I don't know if he could take us to the heights that we want, though.
No, me neither.
I think he can get us back into top four.
Mm.
But I don't think he could take us much further than that. So that'd be my only issue with him.
He hasn't won a lot in England, has he? What has he won?
Well, yes, my point, you know.
Second place.
What's his best achievement? It's
second, you know, I think. I didn't check it up, but I think he's second place with Liverpool, if I remember correctly. And then he went to Scotland and won quite a lot, but only two teams up there, sorry to say. I'm going to get a lot of stick over that. But you've got a 50% chance.
Saying I'm a swimming coach with my bronze swimming certificate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really, I've got that as well. Yeah, so me too. Yeah.
So,
and what about the other names being mentioned? Vieira. I mean, Vieira's, he's a legend.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, but he's being mentioned by the Daily Star as the third most likely person to take over from Arteta is Patrick Vieira. I didn't check what the bookies are saying, but. Could you see that happening?
Oh, it'd be a desperation move.
Would, wouldn't it? And Rafa Benitez is fourth.
I prefer Rafa to Vieira.
Yeah. And obviously, Vieira, from a playing point of view, can't forget what he's done for Arsenal. But Rafa. But then Rafa, he's got the pedigree as a manager. So, yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, if he came in, it would steady the ship. Results probably turn around. Obviously, I hope Arteta turns them around, still believing in that. And the fifth one was Eddie Howe, the ex-Bournemouth manager.
Again, not for me.
Not for me either. No disrespect.
I think he's a good young manager.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's what you want at a club like Arsenal.
Mm.
Like, our ambitions far exceed his current ability, if you ask me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I think. That's why Allegri, that because of what you said, a team like Arsenal,
no,
a club like Arsenal.
Makes sense.
So I could see if Allegri gets asked, I think he'll say yes. I really think so. But I'm not saying they're going to ask him. I think they'll wait too late and he'll be gone. He'll be at some other club. That's my guess, because the problem I've got is I'm not sure how the board of directors are right now, but I've never really trusted them to hire a good manager. Especially, you know, when people used to say Wenger out, I was always against it. And they said, you love Wenger. I said, no, I don't love Wenger. It's just that the next guy who comes in will be worse. And they just said, no, we just got to get rid of him. Well, maybe they were right. But then Emery came in and I thought, well, maybe I was wrong because Emery's not that bad. But then look how it turned out. And then I just knew we were going to have a period of instability. I just knew it.
But well, expected. When you get rid of a manager like Wenger, Wenger left that team in a bit of a shit state.
Yeah,
as well.
Terrible.
Like, signing Ozil to that long deal, and you know, some of the signings he made, and the state the club was in.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't help matters really. So No, no, I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a tough month for Arteta.
Oh, yeah.
No, we've got Southampton, Everton.
Oh, wow.
City in the Carabao Cup or whatever. And then Chelsea at home.
Oh,
and, you know, Everton away, that's never an easy game. Southampton, because they're flying.
Yeah.
You know, City, if I was Arteta, I'd put the kids out against City. And hope to probably be put in a performance against Chelsea, really.
Well, I wouldn't put it past Arteta. He seems better against the decent team. So perhaps this run of tough fixtures will sort of play in his favour. I want to ask you about players individually. Should they stay or leave in the January transfer window? So I'm getting this information. I'll give you the verdict of the Evening Standard versus yours. Right. Runarsson, the new goalkeeper.
Keep him.
Yep. Standard agree with you. Bernard Leno. Not Bernard.
Definitely keep.
Keep him. Yeah, he's obviously. He's got 3 years to run on his contract, they've added. Matt Macey.
Yeah, and as well, like, he hasn't done much wrong, has he?
No, he hasn't, really. The odd mistake, but, I mean, when you think of... He's not underperformed, has he? So he definitely deserves
to... No, compared to the shower of shit that has, yeah.
Yeah. Matt Macey.
Who?
Exactly, yeah.
Keep him. Yeah.
They're just saying they would let him leave on a free. Because his contract expires, he's a third choice goalkeeper. He's never really contended. Yeah, Runarsson. Yeah. I was watching Runarsson in the against Dundalk, and I thought, I'm not too sure about him. He's not. I mean, like the standard said, he's not really. Even though he's number two, he's not obviously the same level as Martinez or whatever his name is.
Martinez was a bit older, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had that experience.
That's a bit of an unfair comparison.
Yeah, probably is. But Runarsson's not a baby, is he? What's he, 23? Doesn't say in this article.
Yeah.
I think he's about 23. He looks okay, but big drop in level. I mean, I'm still upset about him going to Aston Villa, Martinez, but let's not go on about
it. Yeah, I don't think Arteta could have done anything about that, to be honest.
No, perhaps not. I think he tried to keep him. Callum Chambers. Sell or keep? Yeah, that's what they say. They say he's homegrown as well. That's another good reason to keep him, as long as he can steer clear of injuries.
He's a squad player, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can't get too upset by him.
Suarez, sell or keep?
Keep.
Yeah, they're saying the same. He's got 4 years to run on a £60,000 a week deal, so he's pretty cheap for what he offers, I think. This is a good one. David Luiz, sell or keep?
Sell.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get any money for him. Maybe keep him. Get rid of him. Fuck him. Get rid of him.
Yeah, I'd keep him, but the standard agree with you. They'd sell. He'll be 34 by the time, you know, this contract expires. Obviously, Gabriel. Yeah. I don't think we need to discuss Gabriel. He's only 22. That's shocking. He's so good.
Yeah, he's absolute legend, isn't he?
Yeah, already. Bellerin. You agree with the standard. Me personally, I'd keep him, but the standard argue that you get good money for him, so it's worth letting him go.
Yeah, some twat will pay money for him. Yeah.
I can't say his name, but I used to be able to. Mavropanos, he's obviously out on loan. Right?
Oh, the Greek lad.
Yes. Sell or keep?
He hasn't played much. Where is he, on loan somewhere?
Yeah, he's in Germany. I can't remember what team he's with. I think he's done all right.
On loan there.
No need to sell just yet. But they said the standards say sell because there will be offers for him because he's done reasonably well.
Yeah, but if he's any good, we want to keep him. Don't we?
Yeah, that's the way I see it. You know, but the point is there are an awful lot of centre backs, so I can sort of see the sense in letting him go, I suppose. But
We're drowning them, aren't we?
Yeah, so for that reason, it's nothing against the Greek guy, because I don't want to say his name. Nothing against him. I just feel that, there are a lot of centre backs, so perhaps somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a bit of a no-brainer, but Tierney?
Keep. team. Yeah, yeah. We'll be losing a couple of centre backs, hopefully, in the summer, won't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we'll be on to them now. There's a couple. But, well, let's see what you say. Pablo Mari.
Keep.
Yeah. Left footed, nice option. Rob Holding.
Keep.
Yeah. Wow. How long has he got on his contract? It's not very clear on here.
No, a couple of years, I think. I think he's done all right.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep him because I think the guy's a winner.
I think he's in full for, he's a squad player.
Mm.
Like for me, he's not offensive. Like he doesn't make glaring mistakes. Arguably, he was at fault for the Sun goal.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't help matters because he backed off him. But,
yeah.
You know, he's. I don't think he's the root of our problems.
Not at all. He's an honest player as well. That's a phrase I like. Yeah. He's an honest player because he always puts in a proper shift. He always gives his all. He doesn't get intimidated very easily either. So there's so many pluses. And I've even seen him juggling the ball in one match. I can't remember what game it was, but I was quite shocked by it. I think it was against Fulham, actually. But I could be wrong. Kolasinac.
Yeah, it was.
Kolasinac.
So.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Sounds like he could move to Germany and he didn't cost anything, right? So that could be a profit. Mustafi.
So
yep, he's about to his contract will expire this summer. So if a fee can be got for him, which I'm not sure it can be, but you never know. I don't think he's useless, but yeah, he's probably surplus to requirements. Socrates.
So
yeah, that's another no-brainer. This is interesting. I want to talk about this guy. Saliba.
Oh. I'll put him out on loan.
Mm.
Put him out on loan. Right. It's interesting. It's funny you mentioned that. I did see a couple of things about Saliba.
Yeah, me too. Mm.
And, you know, there's comments about him getting sent off.
Yeah.
He's been sent off twice now.
Oh, wow. Is it twice? I didn't realise.
Yeah, in various, like, under 23 games.
Mm.
And you have to think Arteta's seen something there that he's not overly sort of happy with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so there's been a bit of like, well, why aren't we playing? I know you've said it. Well, I think, you know, maybe, just maybe, we didn't get good value there.
Yeah, you kind of end up thinking we bought a pup, as my dad likes to say. Yeah. When you buy a dodgy car, he says, son, you bought a pup. Which I've bought a load of dodgy cars, and you know that's what he calls them. And I think we might have bought a pup with Saliba, because Arteta said this. I wrote these quotations down because I thought I'm never going to remember him otherwise. But Arteta said a lot of things have happened to him in his personal life and professionally as well. Then he added, he's working hard and played for the under 21s again. But then I wanted to add, he got sent off against AFC Wimbledon, which ended up in a 3-0 defeat. And then another website, Last Word on Sports.com, are saying, I don't really think this is true necessarily, but they're saying that the club are open to offers for Saliba. So something strange is going on with this guy.
Agreed. I think there's more than meets the eye.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was a bad transfer that Arsenal can't get out of, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. The amount of money spent on a guy who's never even going to play. I mean,
ridiculous amount of money. Yeah.
So, but the standard's saying keep. So are you saying keep or sell?
I'd say, keep him. Put him on loan somewhere. Mm. See if we can loan him out somewhere.
He can't really be that bad because people have seen him play. So it's pretty awesome, but I'm not sure. I think I know the answer to this. Maitland-Niles.
Keep.
Yeah. Okay. And he was
near to contract, didn't he?
Yeah. How long was that contract? Was it just a long-term contract? Did the club describe it as that?
I don't remember the full length of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bukayo Saka.
Oh, easy. Keep.
Yeah. Keep.
Yeah.
It's total no-brainer. This one's interesting. I don't know why. I'll talk about it later. Ceballos. It can't be sold, can he? Obviously.
No, I'll keep him to the end of the year. I wouldn't extend it based on what I've seen this year.
Yeah. Apparently, Real Madrid want 30 million. So that's a fair chunk of money. But
He's not a 30 million player, I'll tell you that for nothing.
How much would you buy him for if he's about, so they said 15, would you buy him for 15?
Well, maybe in today's inflated market he is, but he hasn't done enough for me this season. No. He was all right last season, don't get me wrong, last season. But this season,
yeah,
he hasn't done enough.
He's not been bad, but yeah, you're right. I don't think he's done enough either. What about Smith Rowe?
Keep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah, standard agree with you there. They said possibly loan him out. Willock.
Well, he's done well at West Brom. So I think he deserves a chance.
Yeah. So Willock, are you?
Keep.
All right, here's the main man. Granit Xhaka.
Sell.
Give
away for free.
Yeah.
They reckon
he'll go back to Germany. Because wasn't he there for a while? Who did you get signed from?
I forgot.
Yeah, but anyway. Torreira, who's already out on loan at Atletico Madrid.
I liked him, but I think he'll go.
Me too, yeah. I liked him as well. Guendouzi.
Depends. If Arteta's in charge,
it's not going to happen, is it?
Summer, get rid of him. If he's not, maybe keep him. Maybe he'll do better under a new manager.
Yeah, that's possible. He's doing well in Germany, apparently. He scored the other day. Didn't see it, but apparently it's a decent goal. I don't even know why I'm asking you this, but I will anyway. Ozil.
Yeah, 100% get rid.
Yeah. Elneny.
Keep.
Yeah. You're basically agreeing. The reason why I'm not commenting on the standard is they've agreed with you nearly every single one. Partey. I don't think I need to ask you that one.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Keep.
Yeah. Right, now we get to the forwards. Lacazette. He's under contract for 2022, so timing is kind of right. I'm not very keen to sell, but it feels like needs must. So even me, I'm sort of going down that route. But I wouldn't be happy about him leaving unless the transfer fee was big enough. Nketiah?
Keep.
Yeah, that's what they said. Balogun?
Definitely keep. He looks like the new best thing, really.
He does, yeah. I just do not understand why he's not getting a look in. To the first team, he'd be on the bench at the very least for me.
Because give him a chance.
The guy knows where the back of the net is. He's cool as, I don't want to say as a cucumber because that's been done a lot, but he's cool as something. Fonzie.
Yeah.
You know, he's just ice cool from what I've seen. I haven't seen a lot of him, but, you know, he's playing against, you know, playing at, how old is he? He's what, 19 is he? Or he's a teenager for sure.
He's a kid.
But the way he plays, he doesn't play like a teenager. He plays like somebody who's got a lot more experience. So I've been impressed with the little cameos I've seen. But Martinelli, I think we know the answer to this.
Oh, yeah, keep. Yes. Yeah.
This is interesting. Pepe.
Oh. No, don't know. Because we're not gonna make profit on him, are we? Let's be fair. Keep now.
Yeah.
See, maybe in January.
Keep till January. Well, I mean, after January.
Well, in January, maybe. In the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be very loath to let him go, actually. I've seen in these flashes of brilliance, he's just so good that I wouldn't want to let him go. But I don't know what he's like, his attitude. The red card didn't help his cause. But we'll see. I've got a feeling he'll do very well against Southampton. But, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic here. Reece Nelson, I think I know your answer.
Keep.
Yeah, I mean, if Pepe's on form, I'd consider letting him go. Maybe on loan, though, not to sell. Auba.
Keep.
Yeah.
We've signed him, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to come in for him either.
Okay, and then the last one we already discussed, but you can tell me again. Willian.
So if
a bid comes in, or even if someone said, look, we'll take him off your hands, you'd let him go for a zero transfer fee, would you? Free transfer?
Yeah. Just get him off the wage bill. I think it's an awful
yeah
transfer.
Yeah, well, we'd like to finish on something positive, but I don't know. I'm looking through my notes. Yeah, and what is positive? Oh, no, I don't want to mention about August saying he felt sad after one of the defeats, which we don't want to talk about. Or even, I don't want to talk about Arteta saying about the Xhaka sending off. They are so willing to do more and fight more and show how committed they are. That was what he said about the sending off. And I'm just saying all this because I wrote it down and I'm not wasting my words here. Partey, well, this is a little bit supportive of Arteta. The coach had a great influence on my decision to join. That was in the Sport Review. So what we're saying, we said we're going to give Arteta, or you're going to give Arteta till the end of the season, right? Regardless of results?
Short of us going down, which I think is a bit unlikely, but you never know.
Look at Nottingham Forest back in the day.
But I think you have to consider this season a write-off.
Yeah, it's looking that way. But what about the Cups? Let's try and find some glimmer of optimism. The Cups. Don't you think this team could win one of the Cups? Europa League, perhaps? Benfica next? Is it Benfica? It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. What you say about the Cups, but, you know, even in the Cups, you need to put a performance in.
But why are they putting them? Is it just because the kids are playing that they are putting in these reasonable
I think as well, the quality.
Dundalk, for example, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The pub teams, mate.
Yeah, Dundalk, I'd agree. I have to be honest. Even I was watching the Dundalk game and I thought, oh, God, they've got to turn over this team. But they made Dundalk look good at times. And that was that shocked me. So when I know you're a big fan of the young players. Me too, some of them. But I think some of them, there's something not quite happening with them. It's not to say they've got no chance, and I think they can make it another club. But some of the young players, to me, it's not like the crop of players that Arsenal had back in the day when you had all those, you know, Davis, Merson, those kind of guys coming through. When I look at this bunch, this crop, I'm not really sure how many. Obviously, Saka is just amazing. He's just outstanding. But aside from him and Balogun, I'd give a chance to. Nketiah, I know you're not so keen, but and I wasn't either, but he started winning me over with his goals, really. He's running around.
He's a predator.
And Smith Rowe, I like Smith Rowe a lot, but he was getting rave reviews against Dundalk. But when I watched the game, I just thought for me he wasn't he was all right, but he wasn't great. He wasn't great, and that's like you said, a pub team. So I thought he was one of Arsenal's better players, but it weren't really, to me, the most outstanding performance was Balogun, because he came on and made a difference. I mean, how can you do that at his age? That tells me something. And he just looked so calm when he took his goal, and it wasn't that easy. It wasn't that easy a chance, no matter who you're up against. That wasn't totally a given that he would score there. And he made it look like it's just, this is what I do in my sleep. He had this sort of attitude about him, and I liked it. I just thought, this guy's got something about him. Arteta has to put him in the squad. I would just like to see him on the bench, because sometimes young players do get you out of jail. They also put you in it. But I'm not a big fan of playing loads of young players at the start, but I would certainly like to see him on the bench and thrown in. You know, if the players are not running around enough, which I know it sounds very basic, but if they're not putting in the effort, then obviously the results are not going to come. And I think you've alluded to it as well, that it seems like it's not quite walking pace, is it? But a lot of players, a lot of the senior pros are just not not doing it. So let's just finish off with your team, the team you'd select to play against Southampton.
Okay. Obviously, Leno in goal.
Yeah.
I'd play Cedric at right back.
Against his old team? Yep.
Yeah, against his old team. You never know. Might pull something out of the bag. And then you've got centre half would be Holding and Gabriel.
Yep.
Tierney. Left back. Seems pretty standard. And midfield, Elneny and. Maitland-Niles.
Yeah.
Maitland-Niles. And then as your 10, I don't know. It depends. I don't see Lacazette as a 10. Maybe give Willock a chance. And then on the wings, with Pepe be playing, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it sounds like he'll be playing right wing, I'm guessing.
So Pepe, Uber and Zaka, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
But I'd make sure. Yeah, but also as well, like, yeah, you could always put Uber out on the left, you could put Zaka on the right, and then you could put your Ketia or your Balogun up top as well. So I'd make sure my bench has got Nelson and Ketia, Balogun, Smith Rowe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I suspect that Luis will start if he's fit.
If he's fit, yeah. If he's not having fights with anyone. Did you just one more thing? Did you hear about Arteta saying about he's going to destroy the mole, the leak? I can't believe he actually said that, those exact words. But that's who's reporting that? The Metro said they were the ones that said David Luiz and Arteta do not speak to each other, which I find unlikely. I'd say it's not too likely. But anyway, yeah. Oh, we got somebody who wants to join in. Join in with this podcast. I don't know how to do this. What do I do? If I click it, it could go all haywire, but shall I just do it? Is it recorded?
He's
asking, is it recorded? Right, I'm clicking. See what happens. Connect. Right, might be another voice coming in. Right, can you hear us? Is it Niho or Nijo? I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm not hearing anything. Right, let me just put my headphones on because it might be coming through that instead. Nijo, Niho.
Yeah.
Oi, I can hear you. Right, hang on, let me just
unpack it.
Nijo. Yeah, so you got...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me all right? Yeah, so...
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so how do you think it's going to turn out against Southampton? Arsenal-Southampton.
Sorry?
The Arsenal-Southampton game. Do you see it as Arsenal will win that game or not?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Arsenal Wenger.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Okay, good. We're just going to wind it up. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, if that's what you've done. And you've got
next season will be ours.
Yeah. So, make sure we are what we call ourselves now, the See You Next Tuesday Society. So make sure that you see you next. Yeah, and see you next Tuesday. Because
your voice is breaking. Your voice breaking.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, catch us next time. Yeah. Catch us next time. All right. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Yeah, we're from the UK, from the UK. But we've got to go because we've just been on for like over an hour. So yeah. So next time, tune in again on a Sunday, right? Join us then. Till next time. See you next Tuesday.